USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with members from all parts of the Democratic Party on Wednesday. The White House saying he'll meet with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Biden then meeting with moderates of the party and then finally meeting with progressives. The Biden administration is investigating whether reins being held by Border Patrol on horseback were used to whip Haitian illegal immigrants trying to get into the United States. President of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, tells Fox News he's confident agents weren't misusing the reins, which he says are for keeping people away from danger.
None of our agents strike people with those reins. It doesn't happen, and it didn't happen in this case, which is why I welcome this investigation. These agents will be exonerated.
USA Radio News.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Gunfire erupted at a school bus stop in Louisville on Wednesday when a car pulled up to a group of students waiting there, killing one student. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says he's emotionally distraught over the incident.
As a father and a grandfather, this breaks my heart. And even the most caring words seem inadequate in offering solace to a family suffering such irreplaceable loss.
Two other students suffered minor injuries. The murderer remains at large. Former President George W. Bush will headline a fundraiser for Congresswoman Liz Cheney. The hawkish Wyoming Republican is facing a tough re-election due to her persistent criticism of former President Trump. Cheney is the daughter of Bush's former Vice President, Dick Cheney. The fundraiser is reportedly set for Dallas in mid-October. Trump is backing Cheney's Republican opponent, attorney Harriet Hageman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As the search continues for Gabby Petito's fiancé, investigators have a good idea of how Gabby was killed.
The body found over the weekend near a campsite in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. The Teton coroner ruled the cause of death a homicide. Forensic scientist Lawrence Kobolinski on CNN says although the coroner did not give specifics to the media about the cause of death, it is known by investigators.
Coroner Brent Blue has to make a determination as to whether it's an accident or a suicide, a homicide, natural cause death, or indeterminate. And the fact that this death was called a homicide would tell me that they must have a cause of death. They're not declaring it at this point because the autopsy is not completed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's no shortage of threats confronting the United States.
We're now investigating over 100 different types of ransomware, and that's on top of hundreds of other criminal and national security cyber threats.
That's how FBI Director Chris Wray opened his testimony in a Democratic-led House hearing. He again identified violent domestic extremism as the number one threat, although that has yet to be defined by the FBI. Wray noting it's different to track possible lone wolf attackers. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.